What is up, everyone? This is the realest podcast in the room, the real world talk. You already know, it's your man, your DJ, your reader, your leader. I'm just kidding, not your leader, but your dude, all that jazz, Astro. And today, on the podcast, we have more of Pranked by Kayla Parent. I don't know if anyone is stoked for this, but we were on chapter one. Yeah, for the people who are just catching up, here's the little tidbit of it. On the first day of senior year, Chris gives Marlene an unexpected gift. Alright. Chapter 1. Marlene slammed her locker shut, then looked over her shoulder. It was already second period, and there was still no sign of Chris. Not good. Lizzie, her best friend, glared knowingly beside her. Lizzie. Mel, it's the first day of senior year. Don't you think it's high time for you and Chris to let bygones be bygones? Put all this pranking stuff behind you? Ha. If Lizzie only knew what Marlene had been planning, let bygones be bygones. Never. Marlene. Lizzie. You're wasting your breath. You know I'm not going to let him win. Lizzie. But this has been going on for far too long. And we have more important things to worry about this year. Like where we're going to college. And what we're going to wear for homecoming this Friday. Marlene. I'll worry about that later. I know Chris, and he's going to make his move this week, so I have to be ready. Lizzie, well, keep me out of it this time. I swear, I'm still gargling up salt water. Marlene cringed. One of her freshman year pranks that had backfired in the worst way. She filled up a bottle with ocean water that was meant for Chris. And Lizzie found it before she could give it to him. Marlene, don't worry. This is between Chris and I only. I'd never involve. Marlene never got to finish her sentence. Someone had grabbed her from the back of her shirt. And there was suddenly a very uncomfortable, settling sensation traveling over her skin. She swiped at her back, and then she realized what it was. She screamed. She spun around and met Chris's brown eyes. His dark gaze was bright with laughter. She scrambled and untucked her shirt from her skirt, and a few moments later, a small snake fell to the ground. Marlene stared at it in shocked and disgust. I'm going to kill you. Everyone knew she hated snakes, especially Chris. And that is it for now. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'll see you in the next podcast. Peace.